think you got to expect to make the playoffs, okay? This is a franchise. It's a proud franchise. It's an original American League franchise that has won four World Series. Not since these guys suited up in 1984. That's unacceptable. St. Louis has 11. The Dodgers have won 10 straight division titles, for crying out loud. The Braves have won six in a row. It's ridiculous. The bar has to be set higher for the Tigers. And A.J. Hinch admits it. You don't want to cover losing teams any longer. He wants to play meaningful games.
That's Matt Shepard telling it like it is and really channeling the feelings of so many Tigers fans who started this season with such high hopes and just suffered nothing but disappointment after disappointment. WJR senior sports analyst Steve Courtney joining us for a discussion on this Thursday afternoon. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's going on, Guy? Hello again, everyone. This chat brought to you by the wonderful people at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right here in the heart of Livonia. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. Yeah, quite the emotional plea from good friend Matt Shepard as he shuts down this Tigers campaign. Matthew, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Everything is well. I remember, like it was yesterday, my friend, chatting with you on opening day and all the expectations coming off a 77 win in 2021, opened up the purse strings a little bit, brought in some new talent, only to finish 66-96, second to last in the American League Central, 26 games behind Cleveland. And Matt, nobody knows better than you. With those expectations from A.J. Hinch and this Tigers team, they were talking about maybe a division win, certainly getting into the postseason, and they fall woefully short. Rather unfortunate.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I think everybody expected more than this. The players did. A.J. Hinch did too. Entire coaching staff. Chris Illich spent a lot of money in the offseason. He spent a lot of money. You know, when people say, oh, he's got to spend money. Look, Detroit's in the middle of the pack. They're right where they probably should have been. They spent the second most money to Texas. Look at how much money Texas spent. And look at where they finished. Basically the same record as Detroit. So, yeah, Steve, I think it's disappointing. Look, you and I are Detroiters, okay? And I love this franchise as much as I love anything else in the world. And I love my job. And I know how much fans love this team. But I think too often, and I can be to blame too, we have basically said that it's okay to be good enough, or we've said they're playing hard, and they do play hard, and they work really hard, all right? We see it every day. A lot of teams work hard. It's about results. It's a results-oriented business, and I think the players understand that, the coaches understand that too. But when we start talking about let's get back to 500, that is just not good enough. Not for the Detroit Tigers, an original charter member of the American League. And I mentioned in a lot of the other teams in our postgame show, look, I mean, look what Baltimore did, how they turned it around. Look what Cleveland did and how they turned it around. The division is winnable. The division has enough room for the Tigers to be competitive into September, and I think that's what should be expected. I understand, and I am realistic. You're not going to win the division every year. You're not going to win the World Series every year. Houston's really good. New York's really good. Tampa's pretty darn good, right? Cleveland is good. But the Tigers and the Tigers fan base are better than what they've shown. And I think it's time for people to start realizing that the expectations need to be raised. And Matt, I think A.J. Hinch has said that more than anybody, more than me. Look, this is nothing new. What I said on the postgame show is nothing new. I've said it during our broadcast all season long. We've said it's not good enough. It needs to be better. If people were watching, and it's tough to absorb 162 games in nine innings every day, but what I said last night is nothing new from what we've said during our broadcast all season long.
No, but the way you said it, and you talk about setting the bar, when you talk about resetting the bar, you seem to imply that there's a culture of acceptance that mediocrity, well, it's just where we are in the process.
No, not if that's the way it came off. I sure didn't mean it to come off that way. No, it's about fan expectations, and it's about a media expectation and carrying through. I think the culture within the organization is right, and I think it's especially right with Scott Harris. but it has to be carried through. Look, there's a lot of injuries. We understand that. A lot of teams went through injuries. But there are a few things that this organization's got to get. You know, we said it numerous times during the broadcast. They got to get to 800 innings for their starting pitching. They've got to get more slugging. They've got to get more on-base percentage higher. And that's what the Tigers front office is kind of concentrating on right now.
All right, just a reminder, this conversation with Matt Shepard brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more. Matt, the way this Tiger season unfolded, you knew the winds of change were going to blow. Al Avila, 7 years. He was out as president of baseball operations. You mentioned Scott Harris. There's a thought here, Matt, that he is going to come in and potentially make wholesale changes. Now, when you take a look at what the Tigers are up to as far as talent, there is some damn good young talent on this team. Riley Green, probably build a franchise around him. But when Harold Castro was the closest hitter to 300 at 271, something's got to change there.
Yeah, I don't look at batting average, Steve, as much as I look at on-base percentage. And Scott Harris is big into OPS plus, on-base plus slugging, which takes into account what ballpark you're playing in. And that's where Detroit's got to get better. I mean, look at their slugging, how far down they are. Among the worst in baseball, the home run's the worst in baseball. They all understand that, and that'll be addressed. Scott Harris has said it, and he said it on Mitch Albom's show, too. He said, look, I mean, we're going to control the zone. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to find guys who can control the zone. I don't know about wholesale changes. I mean, what does that mean? What's the definition of wholesale changes? How many players go out and come back in? I don't know what that number is. I just know they've got to do a better job of controlling the zone, and they've got to find some power somewhere.
Well, you talk about the addition of Javi Baez, who got off to a relatively slow start, but you know he comes through again, just 238. 67 RBI, 17 home runs. But there were some disappointments. I mean, you go back to 2021, Jonathan Scope was on point, Matt. Jamer Candelario, you know, he was on point. What goes on with Miguel Cabrera, that remains to be seen. It's a very expensive decision to make for sure. But then everybody was so excited about Spencer Torkelson. He comes up, and I think from the get-go, Matt, he was a bit overwhelmed. He's sent down to Toledo for a little bit. Do you agree with that?
I don't know if he was overwhelmed, Steve. He struggled. Bobby Witt Jr. struggled when he started. Jared Kelnick struggled when he was in Seattle. Alex Foehm struggled a little bit with Philadelphia. I mean, those things are bound to happen. I don't know if he was overwhelmed. I just think he got caught up in some things that he couldn't necessarily fix at the major league level, but then ended up you know, fixing them in Toledo and then came on strong late again. I love Riley Green. I think Torkelson's going to be just fine. They've got some other good young players within the system. And I think when they start to do, and I think they're on the right track. Look, Ryan Garko's really good as director of player development. He's really good. Gabe Rebus is in charge of their pitching for the entire organization. He's really good. Chris Fetter is really good as a pitching coach. They're on the right track. They just need to fill in some holes with some guys who can fill the void of things that they have not been able to necessarily provide just yet. And when they can do that, I think they're going to be able to turn the corner.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, Matt, I appreciated you were channeling me and a lot of other fans last night and appreciated the honest assessment of where we are and where we need to go, and that the time for any alibiing, if it was there, is over. I had to laugh. Our buddy Tony Paul reevaluated his assessment of the season that he had in April when he said that the Tigers were a lock to make it to the wild card. And he called himself out on his own Twitter feed. It was pretty funny, and I'm sure
there's a lot of us guys who were wrong.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
We weren't wrong.
We were hopeful, and you know what? That's okay too. But we're gonna put those hopes.
They were wrong in Chicago. They were wrong in Chicago.
Oh yeah.
They were wrong in Boston, right? And they were wrong in Milwaukee because they were expecting things. And I can tell you this, they were dead wrong in San Diego.
Yeah. Matt, we thank you so much for being with us. Steve, you have a great day. We'll talk tomorrow.